Hello and welcome to the newest episode of the Immortal Bastion campaign. Today we're going to meet some new and old friends, so why don't we come along and see what happens?
Let's go to the tavern, I guess.
So, as you all wander over to the tavern, there's several animals around this entire place. And you just, like, there's a lot of strange animals. Like, they're not just normal, like, a sheep. You see, like, there's a cow that has wings. And then a horse that is a completely normal horse. But it's pink? It's a little weird. So you all are gonna wander into this tavern, and in front of you, you see the tavern keep, and you see a gargoyle over to the side. You see the pixie is now in there, in the tavern itself. And you see a very fancy-looking woman who looks strangely normal.
There's got to be something in the water here.
I know. I feel like I could drink the water and I'd see less crazy things, though.
You'd probably turn pink or something.
I wish. I'm gonna point at the normal-looking lady and then look at everybody else and say, "Who here can talk normal?"
You hear the very fancy-looking woman. Very fancy-looking woman. She's like pointing at things, and you see them they're carrying very large barrels of some liquid, and she's like barking orders at people. Like, she's in charge of something.
Can Irvine go up and talk to her?
Alright, so as you go up and talk to her, she's still very fancy looking, but she doesn't look like she's from here, or anywhere on this continent. But you do notice that she has, like, an assortment of, like, potions? And various just vials of strange colored liquid, and it's kind of strange looking, but it makes sense for where you're at. It makes the most sense.
Irvine is unfazed by all of this. He doesn't know what's normal. He asks where they are and what the vials are.
Like, well, she turns to you and she's like, "Well, who are you? What? Who are you to talk to me?" And she turns over and starts, like, looking at the other people and is like, "Ugh." Just kind of, ugh. Like, how dare you?
Irvine kind of bows a bit and says, "I'm Irvine Monroe Tasvian. That's Tali, Marshall, and Loco, and Bridget.
Howdy.
We don't know where we are."
"Do you not know who I am? Me?"
"I would like to."
"I am Glaska. I'm the procurer of potions."
"What potions do you procure?"
"I've got many a potion, but you'll have to do something for me." And she pulls out a little vial of red. It's just kind of a red swirly vial, very sparkly. And she drops it on the ground, and it shatters everywhere, leaving, like, red sparkles all over the ground, and you see a bunch of little, like, goblin people things, like, on the ground trying to lick up what's left. And she's like, "It's just one healing potion. What can it cost? 10,000 gold.
What do we need to do for you?"
"Well, I have a soft spot for some. There's this girl in the town. She's lost her puppy. And it's the simplest thing you can do, since you riffraff are all here. If you want a potion, find the puppy." "Yes."
Poppy.
And she immediately, like, turns away and is like, she's holding up something in her hand. He's like, "This decanter had better be indestructible, or somebody's getting fired."
Well, let's go find that puppy. I love puppies. This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. In this town, this puppy's gonna have laser eyes or giant fangs or
Why are you so optimistic?
Potion.
Why are you so optimistic? You need to cry a little sometimes.
We're just gonna be finding a puppy dog. It's better than her being like, I'll give you this health potion if you kill one of your party members. She gave us the easiest thing we could possibly do.
You say that,
nice. I wish we asked her, like, which vial had the most alcohol content, but whatever.
There are still several people just kind of in this tower that you haven't.
Let's go socialize. Fraternize.
Mingle.
I'm gonna go to the bar.
Can't possibly be any stranger.
And try to get the barkeep to get me a drink.
Yes, please.
So,
look around for a little stage.
Once again, as you look around, there is a pixie on a stage. There is a gargoyle with, like, it looks like a wig, but there's, like, grass growing all around the like top of her head, and then you see, like, outside there's, like, a little shop that has a bunch of keys on it. Looks like a key shop. Don't know what that's useful for. And yeah, that's what you see. And you see the tavern keep.
I'm going to the tavern keep.
All right, so where are we all going? We got one tavern keep.
I'd like to go get a drink.
Tavern keep, tavern keep, tavern keep. And Bridget?
I think I'm just going to, like, follow a little bit behind Tally.
So as you are following a little bit behind Tally, you're going to feel it's kind of cold, kind of stony arm. Just kind of, like, grab your arm and turn to all of you. Would you like to hear a story?
I'd like to get a drink.
I'm going
to
hit, like, a full, like, Mario jump in the air startle and turn around fast as hell.
I'm gonna yell, hey!
And she's like, I mean no harm. Look! And she points over, and there's a table with, like, dice on it. And, yeah, there's a table with dice on it, but she's offering a story and stuff.
Sure, I guess. Yeah, okay.
What are the chances that it's the story of the falling or whatever it is?
The fallen, maybe.
If we're lucky.
We follow this weird woman. Can she please let go of me?
So it was actually, she lets go. It was actually the gargoyle from a minute ago that you kind of heard. And she starts in this big, kind of dramatic, but very descriptive. And she tells this story of very, very, very long ago, before the fall. Even though she can't seem to recall what the fall is. She says, there was a great battle on the continent with the great serpent Susarion. And someone. And then she's, like, still trying to, like, figure out who this someone is, who she's talking about, but she knows, but she doesn't know. You can tell that there's, like, something there, but you can't tell what was there.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
And she's like, Of course, tell your friends to come by for a story. There's new ones every week. I'm here all week. And yes, as she hands you a little card, it's like, if you need me, you've been wonderful. Call upon me and I will grant you a story. And she's like, make sure to tell your friends. Yes. And you kind of read on the card as she announces her name all at the same time. The stories by Abria Iron Gargoyle.
Your last name's...
I'm going to turn to Bridget and say, well, you're my only friend, so check out Abria Iron Gargoyle, I guess.
Same here. Thank you, Tally. We'll be sure to tell the rest of our party?
Yes, yes, please do. I'd love to tell the stories.
We get and up, she goes back to and go to the...
We go, and we go get booze.
We don't go get booze! We talk to the tavern keep.
I want booze!
Well, the tavern keep is how you get booze. So, she's a very tall woman. And, like, a very ornate, fancy-looking outfit. And she's like, well... Welcome to my tavern. What can I do for you today?
I don't know if you have some sort of weird fairy booze here, but I'll take something. The cheapest you got. I have, like, 5 gold on me.
The cheapest I got. Let me go take a look. And she kind of wanders into the back. And you kind of hear, like, a rummaging. Kind of strange. He's like, we have this, it's very human, but it's the cheapest stuff. We have this red wine, although I think it came from a weird place, or is it make a weird place? I don't know. I just know this, it's going to feel like an explosion in your stomach.
That's good.
I don't
want to
explode, but that's... but the feeling I feel would be nice. I'll take it. How much is it?
Alright.
I'll give this to you for free if you find that girl's puppy. I'm sorry, I overhear conversations. But
why does everybody want to hear about this damn puppy so much? I mean, I love puppies too, but...
We're a very close community. We're all very talented in our own ways.
And how much is it?
Here.
Not
I will give it to you now, but you must come back with the puppy or else.
Or else? Or else what?
And she kind of shakes the bottle of the red wine, and you see in the middle, like, it looks like a star is exploding.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I mean, but...
We could use this for a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, just drink it, but...
Just, is that what that's for? It might be that. I'm not the most versed in human customs, but I am your favorite tavern keep's favorite tavern keep. So.
Well, okay.
If you say your name is Chapel Roan right now, I'll throw this bottle at your head.
It's a red wine supernova.
Who's Chapel Roan?
Who's Chapel Roan? This is Chapel of Roan, the tavern.
Okay, I accept that.
Is this a town, Roan?
What is this town's name? Chapel
of your town! Roan.
Chapel of
Roan. Yeah, what? You should know your town's name. I've told you guys, this town is not right. I told you.
Amnesia's getting scary, and if we have amnesia, then if somebody forgets something...
I suggest we don't drink anything while we're here, because nobody here can remember anything.
Everyone say your, like, worst fear or something, and then we'll ask again later.
I'm good. I just want the wine.
Okay, wine it is.
He hands you the wine and ushers you out. Except for Loco, because Loco walked over towards the stage. So, this little pixie singing up a tune. And the people around it are loving it. They are loving this tune. And you feel kind of threatened. Like, why is someone doing better than you? This is not normal.
Okay. I walk up to the little pixie and I'm like, hey there, you mind if I join you and give you some, like, what's the word? Enhancements on your already pretty good singing. I am a bard after all, and, you know, playing the harp is what I do best.
And she's like, do you? Where? Ugh. And she just kind of keeps on playing her little tune. She got a little teeny little guitar, but it's very loud.
Okay. Hey, sorry. I don't know if you heard me, but I was offering, or I was asking, rather, if I could, you know, be on stage and also, you know, get a coin or two. You know, no pressure, no biggie.
She's kind of like, she's gladly. Like, she just takes a moment and just steps aside, and you take center stage.
Sweet. I am going to play a little ditty, to soothe the bar, and also kind of, like, show off a little bit.
Let's get that performance check.
All right. 26!
So, you're going to just start to play and play, and the crowd, which was already pretty excited, gets a lot more excited, and they don't know why. It's really weird, and it's kind of freaking some of them out, but they're just kind of going with it, because this music is too good. You kind of, like, look over, and the pixie is not pleased. She was fully expecting you to, like, fail and suck. So she's, like, kind of transforms back into a person, and you're like, wait, you've seen this person on posters. And quick sidebar for all of our listeners, I'm so sorry, but this was too funny for me. So she's like trying to amp the crowd up back for herself, and it's not working. So she decides that it's time to like start announcing her name, trying to get it to chant, because now they're chanting for you. They don't know who your name is, so they're just like, that thing, because you look a little strange. It is, in fact, and you feel pretty good, because you know this person's a big deal. So sorry, it's not those. It is, in fact, Faelor the Swift. Faelor the Swift. So, you know there are several other music artists that are about the same caliber as Faelor the Swift. But, it's... So, you're just kind of running this bar now. Not literally, but the music is bumping.
They bumping that?
They bumping that.
Okay.
They bumping that.
Yeah. So now you have... Who is carrying the red wine? Supernova.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Who?
Tally.
Alright, so Talion, you're carrying the red wine, Supernova. And you all... You got a quest from the businesswoman. You've got alcohol. Questionable. And... Oh, yeah. There's still a single, like, shot that is kind of strange. It's just got, like, it's just covered in keys.
Oh, right, yeah. What?
Let's check out that shop. I want to see what's going on.
So, you all kind of walk out, and you see this little shop. It's a quaint little shop. It's kind of cute. It's kind of cutesy, but also very melancholic. And it's just, there's just very... Like, at the counter, there's just a lady that just seems kind of sad. She just seems kind of sad. And above it, there's a sign, and it's just like, M.I.T.S.
Mitz? Can I go up to this shop and just ask... Hey, ma'am, I don't know if this is intruding or something, but I just couldn't help but notice that you seem a little bit, I don't know, down. Is everything all right?
Yes. Yes. I lost some recently, and I've just been kind of down.
Is it, happen to be a puppy, or... Something else relating to that?
Not the puppy, yes, but also the one who gave me the puppy.
Oh, well.
And she looks down, it's just very sad. Very, very sad. And she's like, well, would you like a key? Why are
why not? I mean, it's a nice key shop. It's charming. I'd take a look.
She's like, if I give you one of these keys, for no cost, will you help find the puppy?
Already indebted to somebody, so we have to anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear more rummaging. It's very metallic, and it's kind of like shuffling through a box of keys, of mysterious trinkets. And she comes out, and she just hands you a key. It's very green, and it's very, it looks like it's made out of wood, so you don't know why it sounded metally, but it's certainly a key to something.
Oh, looks neat. I guess you can say this whole town is kind of freaky.
Right.
That didn't even get a chuckle? No? Okay. I guess I'll just take the key then.
Guess I'll die then.
Sorry.
Guess I will.
Whenever you find the puppy, bring it back. Remember, Mitz. Bring it back to Mitz.
Mitz. Got it. Mitz. Is that like an acronym?
No, I'm Mitz. I'm Mitt.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm
so Mitz. This drop is like Mitz. Okay, Mitz. Okay, got it.
It's just me and bees, and she points to a bunch of the keys that are just kind of hanging around her.
Is there any reason why you sell keys? Are they, in demand? I don't know.
Magical keys of various worth, and magical properties, and whatever, but I don't know. The key-making business has been in my family for years. But my father, Mitt, and my mother, Mitt, we've all ran the shop together before they passed, and then there was my love, mine, all mine.
Oh.
Oh, so you're Mitt, and these are your keys. Ah, okay. Oh, I think I'm starting to get a handle on it now.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry about that. Is there anybody in your vicinity that specializes in making locks for the keys?
Well, the keys, they unlock something. All of them, something different. This key is, you'll know. You'll know.
Okay. Well, it was nice meeting you, Mitz Key Shop. So,
thank you.
We will find that puppy, and we will get it back to you expediently, or whatever they say.
I don't think that's quite the word, but thank you.
Expedient?
Expedited.
We're gonna get this key faster than a body falling from a balcony.
That's a good one, I like that.
What?
That's grim. That's rather grim, but sure. I like to think it like we'll be chasing it down.
Like a losing dog.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's...
Oh. And she's like, I think I'm going to close for the day. And just kind of pulls down a sheath of leaves in front of the counter.
We got to reconnect this girl with her husband.
And her puppy. I think the puppy personally takes priority, but...
I think the pup, more of a priority to us. I don't know if it's more of a priority to her, but that doesn't really matter right now.
I mean, I guess finding her baby here on Earth is also a priority, better. But... Let's go find that dog. Do we have any idea where to, start with the dog? I don't know. Are we just gonna be running around this crazy town looking for
it? So, you guys are gonna... Kind of. You exist. You're existing. You're like, well, where are we supposed to go to find this dog? But then you look and you're like, well, there's a forest thing. And then you see who you completely seem to forget about, Duke, the butterfly, kind of comes back. He's like, so you've heard of the thieves, right? The ones who stole the dog.
Thieves stole the dog?
So we do have to fight things. I told you, Loco. Not easy. Okay, what? Sorry.
They went that way. There's also someone. There's a weird thing over there.
Where thing?
It's a weird thing. There's a weird thing over there. I think I've seen it before, and it's kind of scary, but not really, but also comforting. Go! And it just starts to, like, flap aggressively in the direction of the woods.
What are you talking about with that butterfly?
What did Duke say to you this time?
He said that there was a thief that stole Mitski's dog. Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Anything else?
Not really. He just seems pretty confused about things.
Okay. So thieves, dog. Doesn't exactly give us a lot to go on in terms of location.
We can always just keep wandering until we find it, and then just, you know, rough him up a little bit.
Man.
That's violent. Coming from you.
Oh, the forest, yes! Yes, Irvine, you're so yep. Right. Let's go into the forest. We've had good experiences in forests recently.
I'm
a huge fan.
Let's, who wants get to go into first? The thick of it.
Into the
Marshall. I'll go. Fine.
You're the strong
into
one.
Into the forest. Same thing.
So you've got this cowboy, cowgirl.
So Marshall is just kind of happily walking into this forest, because what's going to happen? Missing girlfriend? What's going to happen?
What?
Again? That'd be crazy. So, go into the forest, and you can see there's, like, a clear trail where, someone has, a large band of someone has, like, taken something somewhere. But it just kind of seems endless. You can tell there was a trail here, and that someone was here. But there's also, as you're walking, there's just, like, an eerie silence.
Okay. So...
Everyone roll perception.
I don't like
yes,
that.
Sir.
Ooh, lovely.
Yes, sir.
Only an 18.
I got an 11.
I got a 5.
23.
Okay. So, Tali, Marshall, specifically you two. Marshall, you're gonna kind of just, like, gracefully feel the need to hop. So you hop. You just kind of do a little jump. And you land perfectly normal. And you're like, oh, this is fine. This is great. This is what a lovely little trip to the woods. I miss the woods. Except for those woods. And Tali, you trip over something. You notice and you trip. Can you roll an acrobatics for me? Or an athletics, or whichever one you want to do.
So 19 on the die.
Two. What do you do?
So, you land normally. You kind of, like, catch yourself, but in a graceful way. And you trip, and you look, and you realize that's not a stick. That is a human hand sticking out of the ground. Covered in vines.
Okay, I'm gonna try to pick it up and see if it's just a hand or if it's a body.
So, you reach down and you grab the hand, roll for strength.
Oh god.
Zero survival instinct.
I'm rolling so well tonight, what the heck? That's a 19.
So, you pull, and from the ground, you pull a hand, and then an arm, and then a shoulder, and then nothing. So there's just a severed arm. You just have a severed arm now.
Mind fully
get out there, Tolly.
Oh, shit. That's a severed arm.
Oh, oh my god.
Why would you pull that out of the ground?
Why would you do it?
Well, what if you want to use that as a back scratcher?
I don't know. You step over it and then you leave it there.
Hey, what if we have...
What if we have one? That was a dead arm, Tolly. Drop it.
What if it's the freaking...
Again, just saying, you can use it as a back scratcher.
What if it's the corpse bride? Put it down.
What's the corpse bride?
It's just a fairy tale.
It's there for a reason. You know, you see a body buried in a path. You step around it, and then you continue on your merry way. It doesn't need to go beyond that.
Somebody put it there for a reason, and they're probably gonna kill you for touching the body or whatever.
Down.
Well, maybe the person got like a really bad snake bite on their arm and they had to cut it off. And maybe they're fine now. Living their one handed, single-handed, I bet they're single-handedly doing a better job.
Are you literally incapable of being depressing?
Okay. Just put it down.
I needed to check, okay?
Everyone roll another perception for me. Hmm? Everyone roll another perception.
Another?
Another one?
I need my glasses. I got a
19.
On the die.
17.
So, everyone, except for Irvine, who's just kind of out of it right now, hears something in the distance, like further down the woods. I just hear, ooh hoo hoo.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. You've done awakened something. You awakened something.
Okay.
The forest spirit or whatever. But whatever it is, it ain't good. You can deal with it.
I give a little giggle back.
Ooh, who was that?
How would you do that?
So, yeah, now what?
Well, I guess we'll have to continue down the trail and confront whatever beast you've awakened by dragging that dead arm out of the ground for whatever reason. And you, by giggling, certainly didn't help. You people... God, city folk. Traveled in here
that's
on my
not
own.
A city I'd folk come. Thing. That's definitely a them thing.
Hey, Tally. I like whisper to him. I whisper to Tally and tap him on the shoulder. Psst, hey, over here.
What?
Can I see the arm?
I hand the arm over.
Put it down on the ground. Put it down.
Thank you. The curse. I you take it what? From him. I take
Marshall
it from
smacks
him.
Marshall smacks it out.
Dead body.
I bend over backwards unnaturally and I grab it before it touches the ground. And then I take off running.
Actually, we do know exactly where it's been. It's been in the ground. You don't know what's on it. You don't know what's in it.
And it could belong to that person over there. I grab the arm and I start booking it towards the voice. I start booking it towards the voice. Yoo-hoo, is this your arm over here?
Who are you?
So, as you book it towards this voice, You loco are going to come across a clearing with, there's a little puppy. And it's kind of just jumping around, and it's got a human femur in its mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But oh, there's so like, with the dog,
back together.
The dog is not alone. There is a very large rock. And the rock is moving. And is covered in vines. With a little flower poking out the top of its head. It turns to you and just goes,
are you? Oh, hey,
I'm
hello,
terrified right now.
You okay?
And you hear out of the, like, somewhere, don't play possum! Daisy hates possums!
Huh? Play possum. Don't play possum?
Don't play possum! That means don't lay down or stand there. Just do something, stupid!
Again, are you okay? You seem sad, rock thing.
And it kind of reaches down and just kind of like, stiffly pats the dog on the head and like very gently picks the bone out of its mouth and like tosses it like a, not even a 5 feet. And the dog kind of trots over and gets it.
Well, it's playing so fetch. Oh, cute doggy.
I wave the rock thing down. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Can I join you guys? You guys are having so much fun.
So everyone, I love this one. Guess what you need to roll for me? Perception.
Oh, okay.
No, you're fine.
I can't stop rolling that good. 28.
And, why would you scare us like that? 7.
19. Let's go.
I'm so 7. Good. I'm literally 28.
So some of you notice above you there are vines moving. And a face kind of emerges out of the nothing of a tree and says, oh, hello.
What the hell?
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Super well. How are you?
I need a drink.
I hand over the bottle of red wine supernova.
Okay. Thank you, Tally.
To the thing?
No.
I don't think it needs alcohol, Tally. I don't think that's...
No, I don't want it.
God. I'm not giving my booze away to a tree. Sorry, tree. Exactly. I don't mean that gonna do in any way.
Like, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. Huh. And it just starts staring off into space. It's like, huh. Flies should really befriend inchworms.
Okay, that was
why
a little
should
bit.
Really befriend inchworms. Huh. That's an odd thing to say.
I'm pretty and sure that one could befriend anything.
You, like, see the face kind of lean back up, and you hear a lot of creaking as the tree kind of over towards the side starts to pick up and move. And it's just a very tall, lanky tree man with kind of a tree-ish beard. And kind of like tree-ish horns, and he turns to one of you in specific and is like, you again. And what is your name this time?
Irvine.
Ah, why do I know you? Come on this way, Daisy! And it just, the giant rock creature just goes clunk, 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 and walks over towards you. And it's just like, it just kind of goes very stiffly waving at you, and then picks up the dog and just kind of puts it behind the flower on its head.
Can we have the dog, please?
Why did it call them a different name?
Like, oh, the... him? Oh, my new friend. Okay. When will I see you again? Wait, no. I'll see you soon. The fog. Yes. Yes. The fog. Something. Yes, fog. Fog?
Is it coming?
It's yes. Flooding?
The fog. It's closing in. You need to go. You all need to go. It's not safe. It's not safe. Water. You take here. Take this dog, and if the team just kind of, Daisy just kind of leans over, like holds the dog out in very stony arms, still with a human femur in its mouth, and it's like you go. Yes. I saved dog from men things, and, yes, I will see you later. You in particular, and it points at Bridget this time.
Oh! Okay.
And then you just kind of see the tree goes stiff, and it is now a tree, and the rocks just kind of gently fall into a formation as if it was sitting there the whole time.
What just happened?
The fog's coming!
Feels like we need to get going, water, right?
I think we yes.
Closing in.
Water. Okay, stop it, Loco.
Right?
Yes, water. Get water. Irvine to yes. water.
Can Irvine spill the water and jump into it?
Yes.
Perfect. You jump into it.
As you jump into the water, Irvine's POV, we are now popping into a very jungle-ish area. And you see your very familiar garden that still sits there. And there's a note that someone else has been there.
Note? What does the note say?
The note says, I had to get it away. It's not safe for you. It's them. They're trying to get you back. Yes. And you can see that someone was still struggling while writing this note. And it just says, you have to go where they will not. And you just see the letter is ripped from there.
Okay, Irvine does not have the time for this. The fog is closing and they may be having a panic attack, but now it's not the time. So they like stick their head out and they're like, come on, let's go. We need to go. Jump in the water.
Into the water? Into the water?
Yes.
No come thanks. On. That's how many men get drowned.
I can't really swim.
Me neither.
Tali, you've already been in the water. Come on. The fog is closing in. Everyone, it's fine. It's safe.
What about the dog?
About the dog. In there too? Turn the dog.
Yes, yeah, I left the dog in there. It's frolicking.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Does it still have the femur in its mouth?
I'm leaving you behind.
So cute.
Please don't leave them behind. I know they're annoying, but I don't think we should kill them.
Wait, kill who?
You.
Keep nothing.
Let's just get in the water.
Me?
Okay.
Okay, let's get in.
Let's. If the fog's closing in, let's. I guess we'll just hop on in, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so, but hear me out. What if the fog is like a nice, big, warm embrace?
Okay, hear
Loco,
me out.
We're in the water. Marshall pushes the water. Loco into the puddle. Once everyone's in, Irvine takes the water and like plops back into it.
So as you all plop one by one into this puddle and fall into very, I won't even have you roll for this because it's very disorienting. Very disgracefully all kind of fall into a pile, except for Irvine, into this strange place. And you see that the dog is gone. It's not here anymore. But there's like a little flower, a little daisy poking out of the ground. And where you last saw the dog, and it's like, return to Key Shop. Congratulations. And everyone, this is where, after our session, you will level up. But first, as it starts to, even in this strange place that you are, you can see it's starting to get a little darker. The light is starting to wane. And it seems like you guys might need to, like, rest, because that was, something that happened.
Where's the dog? Where's the doggy? You said the doggy was fine. You said it was frolicking. You said it was frolicking. I don't see it frolicking.
I mean, there's limits to this place. If you run in one direction, you'll eventually return, and it seems to have gone back to the key shop.
This is fucking insane.
I'm going to... Hey, where's that wine?
You're so resourceful, Irvine. Nice job.
I might need to get drunk now.
I need to drink.
Pass the red wine, Supernova. Let's get lit.
So you all
have a little ballad about that.
A little.
Don't you dare.
A little yellow, like gold ring appear out of the nothing.
And somebody's getting married.
All stare into it. You see what looks like a like the cosmos. It's a little weird looking, but there's like stars and colors, and out of it shoots Duke.
Oh my god!
Duke!
God,
oh my god! You're okay.
Dukey.
Don't call him that.
So Duke is like, ah, yes, you've all escaped. So, funny story. Wherever we just were is not near the temple. It turns out we had somehow ended up on a different part of the continent, and, I don't know how that happened. It's a little strange, a little weird, but you guys did not get corrupted by that weird humid stuff. So that's good. We seem to be safe here. I don't know for how long, but there's a swirly pool, swirly water. Yes, swirly pool water. Somewhere on other side. I think you can get us there sometime, but we need to sleep. Or we die.
Yeah, that's kind of how humans work.
Bridget, what's it saying? What's it saying? Is it talking about how we did a great job?
So I think it's kind of explaining Irvine's powers a bit. And the dog, yes. Something about being on the other side of the continent.
Oh my god.
Like, the other side of the
continent. I couldn't recognize anything. I bet it's because like you pulled that arm out of the ground.
On the other side of the continent, or
I think that it might be us.
Huh?
Wait!
Oh my god!
The village.
Yes.
Is the butterfly gonna take us out on like a resort or like an expedition? Is that what we're doing across the country?
I can ask.
Because there's no way that we totally just like are on the other side of the country when we ended up in the port town, right? That'd be weird. I mean, weirder stuff has happened to us, but that'd be pretty dang weird. Am I right? Or am I right? And I'm talking to the crowd now, to nobody.
And I think I'm going to talk to the butterfly.
You know, audience.
Okay. So what exactly do we do now?
Sleep. Irvine, can we sleep in here?
Sure.
So, we sleep soon, but, first we need to remind ourselves, go over our stories. Who are we, and why are we here? How did we get here? But then, yes, you, happy one. And it flies over towards Loco. It's like, you need to, go first.
Okay.
What's it saying?
Okay. It says that we need to tell our stories, retell our stories. Who we are, why you're here, stuff like that. And, he wants you to go first.
So, Loco, ooh,
okay.
How would you like to start this story?
Well, and I, like, put on, like, a dark, dramatic voice. A long time ago, in a land far, far away, there was once a small child who lived in a village that was pained by strife and hunger. The child...
As that happens, everyone, see and change. We are now in a town haunted by strife and pain. We see a small child, which is oddly happy. And he's kind of like, kind of just sitting around. The child is a little strange. And, it's like, why are you grinning so much? You seem to, like, be talking to yourself? It's a little strange. But it's very bleak. It's very gray. and the small child is looking over at a group of kids playing. As the child is oddly smiley, but very friendly, the child feels the urge to go speak to the group. As the children are playing and the child approaches, they all begin to kind of whisper. And three of the four children kind of turn to the kid.
You're a little bitch.
What do you want?
You're a little bitch.
My mom's testing you to fill all your classes.
You're weird. We don't want you here.
Like, you're stupid, and also I just don't like you because you're annoying and you're stupid.
You're weird all the time.
Are you prematurely balding at age 5?
Weird.
Whoa.
What? Oh my god, and you have bad eyesight too. There's just nothing true about you.
Please, we're just trying to look out for you. Maybe if you stop being weird, people wouldn't be so mean to you all the time.
Yeah, like, oh my god, your mom should have never had you. I saw an accident.
A child steps forward out of the... because only three of the four children were speaking, and another child steps forth and is like, how are you so happy? Like, It's really weird. Your mom died less than a season ago? Why are you still happy? And Loco, give me that perception roll.
Alrighty. Oh my god, guys, this is gonna be so fun. 2.
Oh.
So, you start to try to, like, figure out in your own brain and kind of explain why you seem so happy, but you don't get a chance to. Because you feel a hand kind of grab the back of your little tunic and just kind of start to pull you back. And it's a very large hand. Very large. And it kind of drags you back towards your house. And you kind of look up at this very large man. Father. Father had shifted since mother's death. And nothing has quite been the same. You knew you shouldn't be out at this time. But you were anyway. You knew this meant the same thing as always when you tried to go outside and be social. It's room time. It's room time. So, your dad kind of drags you into this house and just kind of, not throws, but kind of like chucks you into your room, and you hear the door just kind of slam, and then you hear a metal like shift.
Huh. Okay. In a room, by myself, per usual. And then I start, like, giggling a little bit, like, to nothing in particular. And I'm like, those kids made some really funny jokes. I'm a mistake. They actually kind of got me there. This is pretty good. Pretty good, I gotta give them that. That was hilarious. Oh my god. People are just so funny. So hilarious.
So, as Loco was, like, saying all these things, deep down, you realize that you're being locked in your room just like every other day. Fast forward, the child is older, more mature, and still joyous as always. You're now rattling around the town, much larger than the one you had grown up in. And you'd only been here for about a month, but the town is already greatly improved. People are laughing and dancing in the street as you play a little tune and sing songs in the squares. But there are rumors of new tradesmen coming into town, and you think, maybe I should greet them.
Ooh, lovely. I do love making new friends, as usual, so. I walk up to one of the townsfolk, and I ask them where the new tradesmen are.
The townsmen are like, well, if it isn't Loco. The tradesmen should be coming in, like, now, actually.
Really?
And kind of points over, and you see a caravan of, like, people.
I turn to the, townsmen, and I'm like, do you think they would love it if I gave them a little tune? A little performance, as they say, to help lift their spirits in these trying times?
We all love when you do that. Of course they would.
Absolutely. Great idea. Or at least, thanks for reaffirming my idea, Mr. Townsman. And I, like, nudge his shoulder a little bit, and then I, like, frolic over to the caravan.
And behind you, you can tell that the townsman is just, like, emboldened by your little nudge, and he just starts, like, skipping down the little road.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello!
So, I, like, wave my hand to the caravan.
The caravan, like, horsemen, like, are like, hi! And they kind of, like, pull their hands down and are like, ugh, what was that? And then they're just, like, they start to smile again and just kind of keep waving very, like, dramatically. And then they all just kind of pull in. They all seem very happy.
Very delightful, very delightful.
Roll performance.
Absolutely. Let's see. 18.
So several of them are just kind of like starting to be laughing, starting to laugh and be kind of jolly. And they're just like, wow, what a great day it is to live. What a great day to come to a new town. It's not a small town. Wow. And then like, a couple of them kind of break out into song and kind of just like they start to sing. It's a little strange, a little weird. But yeah. Yeah. That's odd. Anyway. Hooray! And you just kind of like look around, and out of a caravan steps this very familiar looking man. Who seems to not be as happy as the others.
And who might you be?
And he turns, and you just see a look of horror. As this burly man looks you up and down, it's like, what happened to you?
What do you mean, what happened to me? I'm bringing joy and whimsy and wonder to this... Rather, well, it was a little bit of a downer before I came around, but luckily, thanks to me and my incredible bard skills, not to toot my own horn, see what I did there? A little bit of bard humor for ya. I mean, I just kind of like raise their spirits. They're on cloud nine.
And you just kind of sit in silence for a little bit, and this one, he's not affected by your joy, which is strange, because that usually... doesn't happen. Usually everyone's really happy to see you. And he's just like, you've been gone for so long. I just kind of went out and you've been here? How long have you been here?
About a month. sorry. I meet so many people on my walks of life, you know, from here and there, other villages. Do I know you from somewhere? You seem oddly familiar.
And you see, like, a single tear just kind of, like, drip down his face. And he's just like, I lost your mother, and I don't even know who you are anymore. You can't be... my son. And he just kind of gets back into the caravan and locks the door as all the memories of him and the town before kind of flood into you. And as you're hit with all this nostalgia in a negative way, and a positive way, because everything's positive, the story gets interrupted because you kind of come to and you realize you've been telling this story to everyone around you. Just kind of recounting you as the fire is snuffed out. The world around you, which you believe is Irvine's, goes completely black, falling into darkness. As all of the sounds of nature and water running dissipate and freeze, a harsh cold kind of surrounds you, and you hear a seemingly omniscient voice kind of surround you all. So, you are meant to usurp us. How laughable. And that is where we will end for today. Well, that's it for this week. But tune in next episode to find out who or what our adventurers will face.